Now, in these last few days of warm weather, maybe you're noticing more wasps than usual hovering in your personal space. We wondered, is that because this year there are more autumnal wasps about? Or is it simply because in their final days they come out to find food and create a little bit of a nuisance? Well, to tell us more, I'm joined by Ken Norton. Ken is chairman of the Lake County Beekeepers Association of Mullingar. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. How are you?
Are we imagining it, or are there more wasps about this time of year than usual?
There are more wasps around. Now, you see, we may have a problem in so much as we have several different types of wasps. So the two most common wasps we will see would be one which resembles a sort of a little insect in a Kilkenny jersey, which is called vulgaris.
It's no reflection now on Kilkenny hurlers.
Yeah, be very common. Now, we also have another one down, which is a German wasp, which is called Germanica. Now, the problem with them being that there was a report a number of years ago about this hybrid wasp coming in 2017. Now, I rooted high and low and whatever, couldn't find my bits and pieces on it, but that's not to say it didn't happen, so probably Friday or Saturday I'll come across that information. But meantime, basically what happens is, some people would be saying it's due to climate change. It's not really what has happened with last year and this year. Because people are more at home due to the COVID, they're out more, they're rooting in their sheds outside, they're taking deck chairs out, all that sort of things, trampolines or whatever. Now, they're also out walking. So in the last, both last year and this year, for some reason or other, they've been coming across wasps not high up in trees, but down below in little burrows, where normally bumblebees would live. Mm-hmm. Now, the problem with them being, of course, they're going along, they're disturbing them. Now, the common wasp, which is the vulgaris, which I talked about first, normally they would have maybe in the nest from probably 200 little lunatics, as I would call them, up to maybe 1,000 or 1,500. Now, the German wasp, then, which the Germanica, they would have maybe 10,000 wasps in a nest.
I see. And
so what happens?
Yeah, sorry, Ken. What's the relationship then between the wasp and the honeybee?
Between the wasp and the honeybee. Well, the wasp is the beekeeper's main predator, and the beekeeper would really hate the wasp. Now, what happens is, you see, initially the wasp starts off as a carnivore, so it's basically eating meat, little insects, aphids off plants and so on.
Yeah, so they're an important part of the ecosystem.
Sorry?
As well. They are an important part of the ecosystem, aren't they?
They are an important part of the ecosystem, certainly, if they stick to themselves. Now, what happens is, people talk about, oh, don't kill them, they're a great pollinator. Now, they are actually a pollinator, but it's mainly by accident, because later on in the year, when they're finished rearing all the children, shall we say, in the nests, they then go out and they're looking for something to eat themselves. Mm-hmm. So basically what they're doing is they're collecting nectar from the flowers that are out and about. So as they move from one to the other, by accident, they're actually pollinating whatever is
but
there.
But Ken, now, I'm just out of time, by the hard frost they'll be gone, won't they?
Sorry?
By the time we get a hard frost, the wasps will be gone.
Well, they will and they won't, you see, because the frost doesn't really kill them. What happens is, at the moment, most of the queens that have got mated, they're looking to get in somewhere to hibernate for the winter. So that's basically what's happening with them. So you'll see them on your windowsill, getting in your windows, in the bathroom, all that sort of thing. So that's basically what's happening at the moment.
Right.
Now, the frost may kill a few if you don't get in out of the way, but any that hibernate, the frost won't kill them.
That won't kill them off. All right, listen, Ken, sorry we're out of time. Good to talk to you.
No
Thank
problem.
You very much. Ken Norton there from the Beekeepers Association of Mullingar.